Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Samantha Boucher. Samantha Boucher leads skill set development for Knowledge City's sales team. Samantha's responsibilities span hiring and training account executives to designing sales demonstrations and leading client meetings. She also plays a central role in creating all procedures and processes related to Knowledge City's sales and success team, including the production of extensive video training content through the Knowledge City Sales Academy to further internal sales and customer service employee training. Well, good afternoon, Samantha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. This is exciting. I love to meet new people every single day. And that's what I do, whether it's virtually or in person, but obviously through COVID and through a podcast, virtual is about the second best thing. So thank you again. And Samantha, we're going to jump right into these questions here because we want to get your story out there to our global audience.
Fantastic.
You bet. You've got quite the career in sales. You're a leader, and now you're the sales development manager at Knowledge City. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Absolutely, Brian. It would be my pleasure. And thank you so much for your kind words as well. I truly appreciate that. Well, as far as my career in sales and also just in general as a leader, what I really feel like has helped me grow my career and get me to where I am today was a combination of a few different things. Definitely staying humble, really having unwavering confidence in myself and belief that I could make it happen, being adaptable to any situation or challenge, and then rising to the occasion when opportunities presented themselves. Whenever I saw something at the business that needed to be done or a specific challenge arose, I really always tried my best to make sure that I could provide a valuable solution. I'd also say that wearing many hats and bringing a lot of different skills to the table that were outside of my job description really demonstrated my interest in moving up. And it also helped me secure my sales development manager role that I have today. For example, I actually studied history back in university at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and I wrote a lot of long papers, some 35-page papers and things like that. And so when the time really needed to come that we were here at Knowledge City, looking at honing in on creating official policies and procedures for the sales department, for example, I was able to use some of those writing skills, which again, was not necessarily part of my job description. I was an account executive at the time, but being able to write and create policies and procedures to help us scale the business and continue growing was really an asset that I could provide. And so I really try to look for opportunities like that to shine and show that I had really a dynamic skill set. And another kind of tip or item that I would recommend is never looking at my role as really just a job, but always looking at it as a true career. I wanted to make a name for myself, really to build, you know, my career here. And so I really always looked at it as a career, not just a job. I think that growing your career in a lot of ways is really about what you can bring to the table in terms of motivation and also hunger as well. There's always going to be somebody who's technically more qualified on paper, but you really just can't teach somebody passion or energy. And I try to bring passion and energy to everything that I do and give it 150% effort.
Awesome. Thank you. And 150%, usually, you know, it's 110, but boy, you're just outperforming everybody. This is amazing.
I do my best to go above and beyond.
There you go. Yeah, no, I want to just give you a hard time there, but no, I appreciate that. And you, at the end of the day, Samantha, you know, if you look at it from, you know, you're out to help others and you're out to do, you know, make the world a better place. It's just not work anymore. And that's what's so exciting. And so I love to hear your enthusiasm and your journey. We're going to switch questions. We're going to talk about the pandemic a little bit, right? Sure. It started to lift. Some people are going back to masks, that sort of thing. But what are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 15 months?
Excellent question. So online training has really been in the market for a long time, but what we saw during the pandemic with COVID is that it really accelerated that need for online training solutions at businesses and made people see the value more than ever in virtual solutions. So transitioning training over from in-person to online was definitely a necessity for many companies once that pandemic really hit. We saw our utilization dramatically increase, and now we really know more than ever that this is a resource is it's truly a lifeline for companies to keep their growth and development happening. So in this next frontier, after this past challenging 15 months of the pandemic, we have a couple of major focuses. And definitely one of those is focusing on expanding our team. We are expanding the technology being used by our sales division, always enhancing our products to meet those ongoing needs and challenges that have arose due to COVID, and developing the solutions to fit the needs of our existing customers as well. We really try to produce needed courses on essential training topics. So things like diversity and inclusion, emotional intelligence, soft skills, and positive employee relations, just to name a handful of kind of the different courses we provide and how those can really help businesses with ongoing challenges they're facing today. We try to provide a really valuable and impactful solution to train the employees and continuously upskill, because we've seen that that helps companies increase retention, limit turnover, and support employee engagement as well. So to kind of wrap things up succinctly, I'd say that our goals remain the same: to continue providing valuable online training to businesses that need it, but just in a larger way than ever. We really want to continue building our business to fulfill ongoing demand for technology in the workplace and help companies rebound from the unprecedented challenges brought on by COVID.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm really glad that you talked about, you know, your unique story and Knowledge City's story, you know, stepping through the pandemic. We all have a unique story. This is a challenge for everybody across this great planet that we live on. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Samantha, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your tech stack? If not, that's fine. Is there maybe a cool tool or app you found useful?
Definitely. So here at Knowledge City, we're always looking for new technologies, and especially in my sales division, I'm always looking for ways that we can enhance what we're doing currently. So we actually use a variety of technologies to work with our national team in different states across the United States. One thing that's really been helpful for us throughout the pandemic was transitioning to a VoIP-based calling system. So instead of manual dialing, using a computer-based phone, that's definitely been really helpful for increasing our ability to reach out to businesses and also adapt to different locations. I can go from the office to my, you know, home laptop, and everything's kind of seamless. Another big technology for us has been our CRM. We use Pipedrive, and we've spent a ton of time developing our CRM and processes within that software to really ensure quality results and also to continue to retain and service our existing clients. So that's been super helpful for our success and sales teams. One thing that we started doing in the sales team during the pandemic that's been a great technological advancement was our workspace environment. So what our team does is we stay connected virtually with a camera meeting throughout the day while they conduct their business. And what this does is it really creates a community and kind of builds that company culture, where typically people working from home can feel sometimes isolated, or, you know, they don't have that kind of support around them. So we try to provide that support so they can get help from a team member or a supervisor, kind of as if they were truly in an office environment. We definitely found that this increased productivity, but also engagement as well. And then probably my biggest project throughout 2021 has been the Knowledge City Sales Academy. So I actually utilized Knowledge City's learning management system to create our own sales internal training and development program. So everything from how to do a demonstration to different processes that we do here at the business, and even things like building confidence in sales, which has been really fun for me. I love filming different content to help our sales team develop their skill sets. And so using that online training, not only because we love using our product with our clients, but also utilizing it for our internal team has been extremely helpful for me, especially with a fully remote team. And in combination with that, I use a product called Drift Video. That's been a favorite tool of mine because I can screen record training content like PowerPoints or our software and really create engaging and high quality videos for our clients and for also our internal team.
That is a lot that's going on as far as leveraging not only technology, but new processes. What I like about what you're sharing with us and our audience, Samantha, is the way that you're always looking for better ways to be more efficient and be more productive and you know, bring products to market faster. So thank you for sharing that. I do appreciate it. And Samantha, last question, jump into a little bit about you. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in leadership or sales?
Definitely. This is something I love to speak about and definitely hope to speak about more in the future. So if someone wants to grow their career in sales, which is a fantastic place to be, my first tip would be finding a product or an industry that you can be extremely passionate about and that you see yourself in long term. It's really important if you want to work in sales to stand behind the product that you sell and find something that you can talk about with passion and at length. There's so many different products in the world that you can sell. So finding something that really excites you is very important. I also tell my sales team all the time and really recommend this is focusing on what your why is. What I mean by that is what motivates you and keeping that in the back of your mind when you do your work every single day. We all have a why that motivates us, whether it's being able to afford a brand new house or a fancy vacation, maybe pay for their child's tuition. So there's always something that motivates us. And when you're clear and focused on your why, you can always find the motivation needed to weather the inevitable crests and falls of a sales career. As far as developing a career in leadership, I highly recommend finding a strong and like-minded mentor that you can trust in and work with closely. This is really something that helped me develop my personal leadership skills. And I also recommend seeking out leadership development through things like books, online courses, and seminars if possible. Mentorship and having long, strong leadership figures has been a huge game changer for me. I honestly wouldn't be where I am today without that support and that coaching from my respected mentors. What this really did was it helped me develop my skills at a much faster pace when I knew I had tons of potential, but was definitely lacking in experience.
I love that you shared that. And, you know, if we look at your career resume, right, Samantha, you may not have a lot of tenure as far as a career in the working world, right? But I can tell you've really rolled up your sleeves and went after it. And, you know, this mentoring thing is such a big deal. It absolutely does provide a lot of acceleration and growth within your career. So I'm glad that you're able to share that with our audience today. And that's very inspiring. So thank you. And Samantha, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Brian. It was wonderful chatting with you today. And thank you so much for your time.
Bye for now.